to keep up their guard, even if they don't expect a direct hit from the hurricane.
This is not just an event about the west coast of Florida. That will be where the initial impacts and probably the most significant, but the impacts will not be limited there.
Gas Buddy is now saying about 17% of filling stations in Florida have no gas. There's rising anger over the spread of storm and aid disinformation by former President Donald Trump. Here's Tampa Mayor Jane Castor.
Please don't get political on this. This storm is going to affect everybody, and we are getting the help that we need from all of the different governmental officials.
Tampa and St. Petersburg could take a direct hit first time in a century. Vice President Kamala Harris today went after Trump for his false claims about FEMA.
It's profound, and it is the height of irresponsibility and, frankly, callousness.
Vice President Harris on ABC's The View.
And the idea that somebody would be playing political games for the sake of himself, but this is so consistent about Donald Trump.
And in the lead up to Election Day in less than a month.
If you really need to know how he thinks, since he doesn't do these kinds of interviews, watch his rallies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He spends full time engaged in grievance about what has happened to him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He spends full time perpetuating lies and misinformation.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Republican vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance was highly critical of something Harris said on The View.
They ask her one thing you would do differently from Joe Biden. You know what she says? I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
In a new book, author Bob Woodward says Trump has had as many as 7 private phone calls with Vladimir Putin since leaving office. Fordham University journalism professor and former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble.
It's saying that he continued to have contacts with Russian President Vladimir Putin after Putin launched his war in Ukraine.
The book also says that Trump secretly sent the Russian president COVID-19 test machines in 2020. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow was up about 0.3%, S&P 500 up about 1%, NASDAQ up almost 1.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office has identified the victims of a fatal fire on Saturday night. 83-year-old Sylvia Chapman and her 58-year-old son Bradley were found dead in a home in what was initially called a crime scene. Details about the fire's origin and the causes of death remain unknown. A legislative candidate forum organized by NAMI Racine County will be held tonight. It's happening at the Workforce Development Center on Taylor. The event will feature candidates from the 4 local assembly districts and focuses on mental health issues. Racine's annual fall leaf collection program started yesterday. People are reminded to leave leaves unbagged on their designated collection day. The bus system in Racine has resumed normal operations for routes to and from the Regency Mall area. Recent developments in the area include the construction of a Woodman's and a new project in the western part of the parking lot. Over $5 million has been allocated to Kenosha County for removing lead paint from homes. The federal grant program aims to protect children from lead poisoning. And President Joe Biden's visit to Milwaukee today may cause traffic impacts. He's in the area addressing lead pipe replacement initiatives. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks shooting guard injured.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. suffered a hyperextended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way, way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the Packers, back at home, will host the Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back at practice tomorrow after meeting with the wide receiver yesterday. Were there any signs he was upset about something?
Like, with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
Mets Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
RJN weather.
bright and beautiful today. High temperatures reaching the upper 60s and a northwest wind. Skies stay clear tonight. We fall to the upper 40s and for tomorrow, just a touch cooler in the mid-60s under a ton of sun. Then we swing back to the upper 60s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. The sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Are you getting ready for Halloween? You got that Halloween candy yet? Compiling surveys from sites like BuzzFeed, Business Insider, The Huffington Post, and Bon Appetit, the least favorite Halloween candy again this year is candy corn. I love candy corn.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
Be brighter.
Someday put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday.
To the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy us his home. The sailor said, bravely, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love and my lady is the sea. Yeah, Brenda used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging. A silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy.
News, timeless hits from Looking Glass and Brandy on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, Hurricane Milton is barreling towards Florida. It's probably going to make landfall sometime tomorrow evening. It has been downgraded to a Category 4, but they're still calling it a life-changing event. And this all, of course, right on the heels of Hurricane Helene, which was devastating. You can help families affected by Hurricane Helene. We've set up a webpage at civicmedia.us/help. And there you'll find links to Samaritan's Purse, to the Red Cross, and to World Central Kitchen. You can donate and make a difference in the lives of those affected by this natural disaster. And again, that website is civicmedia.us/help.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal. Literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interest in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/adfree. Just head to amazon.com/adfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Nice night tonight, nice day tomorrow. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 47. Tomorrow, sunshine and 66.
to someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blush. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you can cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have right here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the word.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hints. WRJN, it's the association with Cherish. I'm Kurt Vollman. It's the bottom of the hour, so let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Environmental Protection Agency is issuing a rule mandating that most of the nation's lead water pipes be removed within 10 years. President Biden made the announcement today in Milwaukee.
And over the years, we've only chipped away at the problem. But chipping at the problem hasn't fully solved it. It's taken too long. It hasn't been given a high enough priority until now.
Lead pipes are durable and rust-proof, but they also leak poison into the water they carry. It's especially bad for the development of children's brains. A couple from Sun Prairie is charged with child neglect in the death of their baby boy. Prosecutors say Devarius Keys and Terrence Strait fed the baby almond milk against their doctor's orders and didn't feed him at all often enough. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents riding on the bus can now get back to Regency. The city's bus system says normal operations have returned to routes running to and from the mall area. If you haven't seen that mall area recently, the Bones of the Woodmans is up, with a new development also going up in the western portion of the parking lot. A new effort to get the lead out will start soon in Kenosha. Southeastern Wisconsin is set to get over $12 million for lead paint removal in homes. It's funded through a federal grant program. The funding includes nearly $5.2 million just for Kenosha County. The aim is to protect young children from lead poisoning and to improve overall community health. Watch out for some bad eggs. A salmonella outbreak linked to eggs from a farm in Wisconsin has sickened 65 people across the country, with 42 cases reported in Wisconsin alone. The affected eggs were sold under various brand names, including Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, Tony's Fresh Market, and Happy Quackers Farm for duck eggs. Motorists in Milwaukee should be prepared for potential traffic tie-ups today as President Joe Biden visits the city. He's addressing lead pipe replacement initiatives. Minnesota's First Lady Gwen Waltz will be campaigning in Beloit and Madison tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bright and beautiful today. High temperatures reaching the upper 60s and a northwest wind. Skies stay clear tonight. We fall to the upper 40s and for tomorrow, just a touch cooler in the mid-60s under a ton of sun. Then we swing back to the upper 60s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, almost every American driver acknowledges that running red lights is dangerous, and more than half of all drivers admit to doing it. The U.S. Transportation Department says drivers who run red lights are involved in 89,000 crashes every year, causing 82,000 injuries and nearly 1,000 deaths. More than 55% of respondents to a survey claim to have run red lights, even though 98% of us all consider the behavior dangerous.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Be oh my lucky guy is what I am. Tell you why you understand. She don't fly, although she can.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, it was 60 years ago today, 1964. This next song was at number one on the UK singles chart. It was inspired by Roy Orbison's wife, Claudette, interrupting a conversation to announce that she was going out shopping. When Orbison asked if she was okay for cash, his co-writer Bill Dees interjected, "A pretty woman never needs any money." Here's Roy Orbison and Pretty Woman on WRJN.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman, and you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me?
Wow.
Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while.
Timeless Hits, WRJM. All right, guys, you find your woman attractive, right? Of course you do. And here's a weird question for you. Which months of the year do you find your woman most attractive? Apparently, there's an answer. A study found that men seem to find women more attractive in the fall and winter months than in the maximum exposure months of summer. And researchers theorize that the scarcity of flesh may make what they do get to see that much more exciting.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans' benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is introducing a new Kringle creation. Cookies and Cream Kringle has a chocolate brownie base filling with a layer of smooth vanilla with crunchy cookie pieces. It's topped with vanilla bean icing and crunchy cookie crumbles. Pick one up for your family. They'll love it. While there, be sure to grab a loaf of cranberry pecan bread, a fall favorite. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you could apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, as well as the late Paul Harvey, WRJN. That's right. Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of his famous The Rest of the Story feature. And you can hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We please when the weather's fine. We go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 da, alright, 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 da 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 da. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.